This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, every week we profile some of the most amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are changing the way we view life and the universe itself. Well, with us today is Kevin Davis, executive editor of the CRISPR Journal, author of an exciting new book, Editing Humanity, The CRISPR Revolution and the New Era of Genome Editing. You know, if you watch CSI, you know that the good guys, the bad guys, all life forms have a code. Every single cell, within that cell, there's a code which identifies who we are. But on CSI, they never, ever mention the fact that one day we'll be able to edit that genome like we edit a word processor. And that, of course, has enormous implications for life on the Earth. Think about it for a moment. Being able to cure genetic diseases, cancer, Alzheimer's, maybe Parkinson's, genetic diseases like if you're African-American, sickle cell anemia. If you're Northern European, you have to worry about cystic fibrosis. If you're Jewish, you have to worry about Tay-Sachs. And we might be able to cure these diseases, and not to mention the fact that creating new life forms, new crops that could feed the world. Not to mention the fact that it raises ethical questions, because then the question is, who decides? Who decides what life forms will flourish? Who will play God? Well, with us today is Kevin Davis, executive editor of the CRISPR Journal. His new book is Editing Humanity, The CRISPR Revolution and the New Era of Genome Editing. He's also the author of Cracking the Genome, The $1,000 Genome, and DNA, The Story of the Genetic Revolution. So, Kevin, first question for you is, how did you, as a youth, when you were a kid, first get interested in science and eventually genomics?
Dr. Kaku, thank you so much for having me back on. It's been 10 years since we last spoke, and I'm thrilled to join you again. My interest in science began in high school, just connecting with and being inspired by a high school biology teacher back in Wales, where I'm originally from, and then in university, getting switched on to genetics. It's studying the chemistry of life, but particularly with an emphasis on DNA, the genetic code, and the instructions to encode life. That was the lens that I was most excited about. I really wanted to become a researcher, so I did a PhD in London, working on the genetics of cystic fibrosis, one of the diseases that you just mentioned. And then I came to America to do further research. But at that point, I realized that my strengths, whatever they might be, weren't really at the lab bench. And so I moved into publishing, and I joined the staff of a science journal, perhaps one of the most famous science journals, Nature, and have stayed in science ever since, launching medical and scientific journals and writing books whenever I feel that the story really merits the potential public interest. And with CRISPR, I think we certainly hit the bullseye with that one.
And you wrote a book, a previous book, The $1,000 Genome. First of all, what is the genome, and have we broken the $1,000 barrier?
Yeah, that was our last discussion 10 years ago when you kindly had me on to talk about the $1,000 genome. The genome is the term that we use for the sum total of all of the genes. So the DNA in each of our trillions of cells in the human body is made up of 23 pairs of chromosomes. And if you were to zoom in or fly in, like the famous film from the 1960s, The Fantastic Voyage, you would see the double helix, the beautiful spiral of DNA. Contained within those 23 pairs of chromosomes are specific sections of DNA that make up the genes that make the proteins in our body. And by understanding the genes that are encoded in the human genome, we felt this was the whole purpose of the Human Genome Project in the 1990s, that this would give us a readout on not just the genes that control our development and make people different from one another, but importantly tell us the sites of the mutations that give rise to the genetic diseases, including the terrible diseases that you mentioned in your introduction.
Now,
have we broken the $1,000 genome threshold? Just to finish your second part of your question, mm-hmm. Yes, we have. So I predicted that in 2010, and maybe 4 or 5 years ago, one of the leading biotech companies in the space, Illumina in San Diego, announced that their latest sequencing instruments could deliver the $1,000 genome. And there are now companies that are saying we're even approaching the $100 genome. So it's amazing that just 20 years after the celebration of the Human Genome Project, there are now medical centers around the country and the world that can sequence the human genome for a few hundred dollars in the matter of minutes almost.
Now, about 20 years ago, there was a lot of hype around not just the Genome Project, but gene therapy, being able to create life in our image, but it hit a roadblock. It was a lot harder to manipulate and edit genes than we thought. But then CRISPR comes along. So tell us a little bit about how bacteria have their own way to fend off viruses, and we follow Mother Nature. We got the mechanism by which germs can fend off viruses, and we can manipulate genes as a consequence. So how did that happen historically?
Exactly. Well, you'll have to read the book, Editing Humanity, to get the full story. But I'm so glad that you framed it like that way, because the story of CRISPR begins with a small band of scientists who were not famous. They were struggling to get grants. They weren't working in big or famous laboratories. Some were in Spain and France and Lithuania and countries that we don't necessarily associate with being the rock stars of modern biomedical research. But there was a band of scientists studying bacteria, and they encountered, this is 20, 30 years ago, they encountered a strange, curious set of sequences buried in the bacterial DNA that they couldn't figure out a function for. But the pattern of these sequences was so unusual. There were repeated elements, and then there were unique elements alternating in the DNA, that the scientists felt that this doesn't happen by chance. There must be some sort of reason why these sequences, which we now call CRISPR, originated. And thanks to some very clever sleuthing by some microbiologists in Europe, the connection was made that it turns out that bacteria have a series of antiviral defense mechanisms. They must have these to survive, and CRISPR is one of these systems. So when a virus, or technically it's called a phage, when a phage infects or tries to infect a bacterial cell, the bacteria will try to cripple the virus, and if they manage to degrade the virus, they will stitch any of the viral DNA sequences into their own DNA to serve as a mugshot, as a microbial mugshot. And that way, bacteria then are able to weaponize sequence if they encounter the virus again at a later date, by coupling a copy of that tiny genetic signature from the original virus with an enzyme called a nuclease that attacks, that cuts DNA.
Kevin, we have to take a short commercial break. But after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of editing humanity, the CRISPR revolution, and the new era of genome editing. And you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call, 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station or website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. With us today is Dr. Kevin Davis, executive editor of the CRISPR Journal and author of an exciting new book, Editing Humanity, the CRISPR Revolution and the New Era of Genome Editing. You know, when you watch television, you can't help but bump into the words DNA and genome, because, of course, we use that in our everyday conversation, talking about crime, talking about TV programs. But in the future, we'll be talking about CRISPR, a new technology that we use by following Mother Nature. By copying the way in which bacteria can fend off viruses, we realized that we could do it too. And the Nobel Prize was given to two pioneers just last year for developing this technology. So, Kevin, what is the promise? The promise of this technology that has created a stampede, an explosion of research in biotechnology.
Well, we really, yes, we must credit and thank Jennifer Doudna and Emmanuel Charpentier, the two scientists who won the Nobel Prize for Chemistry last October. The prize was announced just one day after my book was published. And as I describe in much of Editing Humanity, the promise of CRISPR is almost unbounded. The most significant promise, I think, is in treating medical diseases. Before the break, we briefly talked about gene therapy, which was the idea of taking a normal copy of a gene that is broken in a patient with sickle cell or cystic fibrosis, and putting into the patient the normal healthy copy of that gene to hopefully restore the missing function. That field is booming now, but it had a very difficult period around the year 2000 after the death of a couple of patients in different clinical trials, which really set the field back. CRISPR is a way to perform gene editing on that specific mutation. So not just delivering a normal copy of the gene in question, but taking the CRISPR machinery from bacteria, injecting it into humans, delivering it to the cells in question, whether it be in the blood or liver or other tissues or organs, and bringing about a specific change in the genetic code where we zoom in on the specific mutation in question, such as the mutation for sickle cell disease. We use the CRISPR machinery to edit, make a particular DNA change that will restore the function for that particular gene or system. And so treating genetic diseases is really one of the most exciting areas, but there are many other areas as well, from basic research to plants to engineering new crops and new disease-resistant livestock to feed the planet, one of the major crises facing society and humankind at the moment. And then there's a wealth of other areas. One of the ones that I'm quite interested in particular is in combating evolution and extinction. CRISPR could be a tool that helps us prevent a species, plant and animal, from going extinct, and maybe even recreating some species that have already gone extinct. So it's a brave new world out there.
Okay, well, we mentioned sickle cell anemia. That is a gene that comes from Africa, afflicting African Americans. And the gene actually gives you some measure of humanity, of immunity against malaria. However, people who tried to cure sickle cell anemia have failed until recently. So what's the status now of using CRISPR to fight genetic diseases like sickle cell anemia?
Well, after the groundbreaking Nobel Prize-winning discovery of CRISPR gene targeting, that was only in 2012, quite recently, many of the key scientists, including the Nobel Prize winners and other very leading researchers, launched a series of biotechnology companies, and some of these are now already public. CRISPR Therapeutics, Intellia, and Editas Medicine are three that I will mention for now. And these are all trying to treat and cure a whole range of different genetic diseases. And sickle cell is a very popular target because it is such a devastating disease affecting millions of people around the world, causing untold deaths, particularly in Africa, parts of the United States, the Mediterranean, and Asia. And as you mentioned, Professor Kaku, it is so common, so prevalent, because if you carry one copy of the sickle cell gene, you are more resistant to malaria. So this is why the sickle cell gene trait is so common in many parts of the world. The amazing news that was published just at the end of last year, 2020, from one of those companies, CRISPR Therapeutics, is that they have been treating an African-American woman named Victoria Gray for over a year now, using CRISPR to move around a particular pathway, a genetic pathway in this patient, such that although she suffers from sickle cell disease, we are all carrying another form of hemoglobin, a part of the hemoglobin chain. That's the blood protein that shuttles oxygen around our body. And the scientists have successfully used CRISPR to reactivate another form of globin called gamma globin that typically is shut down shortly after we're born. But the gene is perfectly functional, and if we could just waken it like Sleeping Beauty, there's no reason this can't be used to mask the effects of the damaged globin gene in Victoria Gray's cells. This experiment seems to have worked absolutely brilliantly and is now being extended to other patients. It's one reason that the market cap of these companies is doing so well. And we're going to see CRISPR now extended to many more diseases, hemophilia, cancers, forms of blindness, and a long, long list of rare genetic diseases, maybe even including Tay-Sachs, which you mentioned. So the future for genetic treatment is very bright. There will still be some concerns, safety concerns that have to be addressed, but the clinical trials will progress very carefully, and they must be done. So nobody is jumping ahead of themselves, but so far the promise and the potential of CRISPR as a new tool to treat and correct genetic diseases is showing immense promise. It's very exciting.
Now, many scientists are optimistic that one day we'll be able to cure genetic diseases that involve one gene, just one gene malfunctioning, maybe just one letter in that gene malfunctioning. Yeah. But other kinds of illnesses like schizophrenia, they involve perhaps hundreds of genes. In fact, we don't even know all the genes that contribute to schizophrenia. So what are the targets being chosen now that are easy, the low-hanging fruit, because they don't involve that many mutations, versus other diseases which involve hundreds of genomes, hundreds of misspelled letters?
Yes, great question. So the diseases that I've focused on so far that we've been talking about are simple, relatively simple genetic diseases caused by a mutation in a single gene, like sickle cell disease or cystic fibrosis. So this makes the job of the genetic editor relatively straightforward. Not easy, but relatively straightforward because you know exactly how to pinpoint the mutation that you're trying to correct. But for diseases such as many neurological diseases, bipolar disease, autism, schizophrenia, and many others, we know the genes are involved. We know this from twin studies and many other lines of evidence. But it is much, much harder to say, to pinpoint any single mutation in any one gene. It appears that there's a whole collection, a constellation of DNA variants and mutations that give rise to conditions and diseases such as schizophrenia. So none of the people that I interviewed for my book are saying, let's jump ahead and start thinking about how we can genetically edit patients with schizophrenia or bipolar disease. Where we may get a little bit of luck.
Kevin, we have to take another short commercial break, but afterwards we're going to continue a discussion of your book, Editing Humanity, The CRISPR Revolution and the New Era of Genome Editing. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call. 612-564-8135 is the number to call if you want to get on national radio to ask that question about science that you've always wanted to ask.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Former President Donald Trump's impeachment trial has been delayed 2 weeks, giving his legal team time to prepare and allowing President Biden to finish his cabinet appointments. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said late Friday that opening arguments will begin on the week of February 8th.
The House will deliver the article of impeachment to the Senate. The Senate will conduct a trial of the impeachment of Donald Trump. It will be a full trial. It will be a fair trial. But make no mistake, there will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide.
Trump is facing impeachment on allegations that he incited a riot at the U.S. Capitol. He's the first former president to face such charges, which could ban him from holding further office. One dead and two critically injured, dozens sent to the hospital after a tour bus wrecked on a road in northwestern Arizona. Federal investigators say it appears the driver was distracted. This is USA Radio News. As states are opening up vaccination clinics, ground rules are being set, and Florida's governor is saying no to tourists.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is imposing new residency restrictions for vaccine distribution in his state.
Look, this is for Florida residents, and we understand a place like North Palm Beach County, you know, you have people that live here 6 months. That's fine. They use the hospitals here. They pay taxes. But to just kind of come in from another country or whatever, you know, we don't support that, and we're not going to do that.
The Department of Health in Florida saying that of the 1.8 million people vaccinated, nearly 41,000 have out-of-state addresses. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
150 to 200 National Guard members who are deployed to protect the Capitol at President Joe Biden's inauguration in D.C. have tested positive for the coronavirus, and officials say those numbers could grow. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And if you want to find out more about Science Fantastic, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. My latest New York Times bestseller is called The Future of Humanity, Humanity in Outer Space, as we go back to the moon, to Mars, and beyond. Also, you can follow me on Twitter and also Facebook. We have about 4 million fans on Facebook. But today we're talking about CRISPR technology, editing humanity. The author is Dr. Kevin Davies, author of a number of great books, including Cracking the Genome, the $1,000 genome, and DNA, the story of the genetic revolution. Well, Kevin, you also mentioned in your book, What Could Go Wrong with This Technology? There was a doctor in China, a Dr. He, who did some experiments that really set off a lot of alarm bells by genetically modifying human embryos, children that will then grow up perhaps with defective genes. What happened there?
Yes, more than rang alarm bells, Professor Kaku, absolutely sent the medical and scientific world into a tailspin, because he had dared to do something that the vast majority of scientists and indeed people would consider completely unethical and inappropriate. Dr. He Jiankui was a young Chinese scientist who actually trained in the United States. He trained, did his PhD at Rice University in Texas and did some further research at Stanford University before being lured back to China to set up his own laboratory at a new university with lots of grant funding. He built some companies in the DNA sequencing space and really was having a very successful and lucrative career. But somewhere along the line, a few years ago, he decided that that wasn't enough for him. He wanted to do something that would make him famous and perhaps even make Chinese science ultra famous by performing CRISPR, not in patients with a genetic disease such as Victoria Gray, the example we talked about a few minutes ago, but actually going into a human embryo, a one-cell embryo, literally fertilized in a petri dish, and sitting there, put CRISPR in to try to modify the DNA of a specific gene. In this case, he wanted to make these embryos HIV resistant. So one of the parents of these would-be children had HIV, and he felt that by fixing, correcting, or making a change in one specific gene, he could make them HIV resistant. But the ethical dispute here is that by doing that, without telling anybody, he didn't declare his intentions or discuss them with the scientific community at large. That was a major ethical contravention. But the actual DNA change that he would make would then populate as the embryo grew and the cells divided. It would become present in every cell of that baby once it was born 9 months later. So he is making a permanent alteration to the human gene pool. Any edit that he made in these embryos would be passed on to future children and future generations. Two children were born, Lulu and Nana. The quality of the editing that he conducted was very poor, very shabby. He shouldn't have done it. We don't know how safe, we don't know how healthy those children are because the Chinese authorities have not revealed their whereabouts or provided any further information. And 1 year after these experiments came to light.
Kevin, we have to take another short commercial break, but after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of your book, Editing Humanity, The CRISPR Revolution and the New Era of Genome Editing. And you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can ask that question on national radio. Give us a call.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, our special guest today is Dr. Kevin Davis. The book is called Editing Humanity, the CRISPR Revolution and the New Era of Genome Editing. If you want to know more about Science Fantastic, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and find out what all the excitement is about. Now, Kevin, when people talk about genes and advances in medicine, the first thing they think about is cancer. When are we going to find a cure for cancer? Now, isn't it true that cancer is just not one disease, but at the genomic level, perhaps hundreds of different kinds of mutations that can occur in the genes that control the reproduction of cells? So isn't cancer a much harder target for even CRISPR technology? What are your thoughts?
Yes, cancer is going to be a very difficult target because, as you say, it is a constellation of many different diseases all under the cancer umbrella. We've made huge progress in the last 20 years since the completion of the Human Genome Project in identifying the molecular basis of many cancers. We know what the triggers are. We know what the critical mutations are. And in some cases, we know how different cancers actually arise and grow and metastasize. And when patients of today are diagnosed with cancer, in most cases, I would venture to suggest it makes sense to try to work at be seen at a clinic that will perform the sort of genetic analysis and take a biopsy. You can perform DNA analysis on the DNA from the tumor to understand and figure out what is the precise molecular mutation that is causing that particular form of cancer. There is progress being made in the gene editing space. So as many of the companies that I've mentioned are currently undergoing preclinical and in some cases clinical programs to tackle specific forms of cancer. And we've seen some exciting news reported from Professor Carl June at the University of Pennsylvania. He's perhaps one of the standout researchers in America. So I think you'll hear a lot more about CRISPR as a potential cancer treatment in the years ahead.
Also, Alzheimer's has been in the news. There's a gene that is not the Alzheimer's gene, but it is related to Alzheimer's. It's the APOE4 gene. And so what about Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and other kinds of diseases of old age? Is it possible that one day we'll find the genes behind them and perhaps cure them? What are your thoughts?
For many patients with Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease, it probably isn't going to be possible to perform a genetic fix or cure because we don't completely understand the mechanisms of those diseases. But in a subset of those cases, we do know that specific mutations in certain genes can give rise to Alzheimer's disease, early onset Alzheimer's disease, or familial Parkinson's disease. So depending on the genetic cause of your particular form of that disease, that will dictate whether there is potentially an opportunity for CRISPR to effect a cure. Treating neuronal diseases where you've got to get CRISPR perhaps into the brain is you mentioned low-hanging fruit, Professor Kaku, earlier. That is not low-hanging fruit. That's going to require an enormous amount of additional study to make sure that putting CRISPR, we've got to deliver CRISPR maybe through a virus or some sort of fatty vesicle to bring the CRISPR to the cells that are affected, or the neurons in this case. That's going to be a future challenge. So APOE4 is an interesting case because people who carry this particular variant of the APOE gene do seem to be at higher risk, and there are some schools of thought that say by potentially tweaking APOE4 to a different kind of variant, that may be able to help some patients who are carrying that particular gene variant. So we look forward to hearing more about that in the near future.
And changing the subject slightly, after the break, we'll talk a little bit about genetically modified foods, and then the big question, what about ethics? Who decides? Who decides which genes are going to survive and which genes are going to be altered? Well, you're listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Our special guest today is Dr. Kevin Davis, author of the book Editing Humanity, The CRISPR Revolution and the New Era of Genome Editing. So stay tuned and ask a question, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic and 100 radio stations that carry the program.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. With us today is Dr. Kevin Davis, author of the book Editing Humanity, The CRISPR Revolution and the New Era of Genome Editing. Well, Kevin, we talked about some of the enormous potentials of gene therapy, modifying our genes, but some people say, why stop there? Why stop with simply making us healthy? Why not enhance us? Genetic enhancement. I mean, if you are a parent and you have a child that you want to get into a good college, what happens if one day there's a bootleg gene that claims to make your kid smarter? I mean, we've never been able to control the heroin traffic. What happens when illegal genes start to enter the marketplace? Because genes are nothing but information. How do you stop that? Well, first of all, the ethics. Who decides? Who decides how far to go once we can enhance the human race? What are your thoughts about that question?
I explore this question a lot in the closing chapters of Editing Humanity. In the wake of the work of the Chinese scientist that we discussed earlier, He Jiankui, two major commissions, international commissions, were set up, one by the National Academies of Sciences, the other by the World Health Organization, to really investigate this fact. One of those bodies, the National Academies, has published its report. And they have provided a set of criteria that they believe should be followed if any scientist ever wants to try to perform gene editing on a human embryo ever again. And they, their criteria are very narrow. This can only be to potentially treat a very serious genetic disease, such as some of the diseases we've talked about earlier in the program, but only when other medical interventions are not applicable, such as pre-implantation genetic diagnosis. So the number of couples that would, where this would actually make sense is very, very small. One example would be if two sickle cell patients wanted to have a biologically healthy child, not a dot, but have their own child, gene editing would be required. And this report, which has been widely praised, suggests that in those sorts of situations, perhaps if it was proven to be very, very safe, gene editing could proceed. Enhancement for other situations right now is off the table. No company or no reputable investigator is going to suggest trying to put CRISPR in for anything other than a major medical problem. But societal attitudes and the technology as it evolves, that discussion is going to come back up for debate. There's no doubt about that.
Also, there's a question of bootleg genes and genes that are illegal and genes that are of questionable merit. Take a look at the Mighty Mouse gene. The Mighty Mouse gene makes mice muscle-bound, and the human counterpart of that was discovered. Now it's called the Schwarzenegger gene rather than the Mighty Mouse gene. And it makes children muscle-bound. And the people who did this discovery found out that the telephone calls they got, about 50% of the phone calls were from professional bodybuilders. They didn't care about side effects. They didn't care about the dangers of it. They just wanted to be the next Schwarzenegger and to be the next superstar on that circuit. So what are your thoughts about one day in the future that could be bootleg genes, genes that are experimental, perhaps dangerous, but are on the black market? And how do you stop genes from being sent on email? What are your thoughts?
Yes. Do not attempt this at home would be my advice. We've made CRISPR sound in our discussion as if it's the Holy Grail, and I'm very excited by all of its potential. But that doesn't mean it should be used lightly. CRISPR does, in the wrong hands, have the potential to. It's a genetic scissors, after all. So you want to ensure that it is cutting the DNA only in the precise spot that you want to fix a particular mutation. You don't want it making cuts anywhere else in the human genome. But that can be a problem. So anybody who isn't trying to perform an experiment under the most rigorous of conditions, with all of the right fail-safes, is potentially exposing themselves to all kinds of problems. The one I would worry most about is cancer. So it may sound appealing that, oh, we found a way that we can edit a DNA sequence to make you muscle-bound, but that would be fool's gold.
Well, Elon Musk, the pioneer who has made space travel glamorous again, wants to put 1 million people on Mars, but if you do that, you have to adjust to the low gravity, the lack of oxygen, the carbon dioxide atmosphere, and the fact that it's really cold on the red planet. And some people say that, well, with 1 million people living on Mars, they may want to genetically modify themselves to adjust to the Martian climate. And some people say, uh-oh, this sounds like science fiction. This sounds like one day perhaps the human race may split apart. So what are your thoughts? Is this just pure science fiction, or is there some reality to this?
Well, there's a smidgen of reality. I think most of these scenarios that you – I'm not doubting Elon Musk when he says we can put 1 million people on Mars. At some point, he's probably right. But closer to home, closer to Earth, there is one experiment that is going on that involves CRISPR, which is to try to adjust radiation sensitivity. Forget going to Mars. If we wanted to put astronauts into space for long periods of time, the journey to Mars would potentially expose astronauts to unhealthy.
Unfortunately, we have run out of time. Once again, our special guest today was Dr. Kevin Davis. The book is called Editing Humanity, The CRISPR Revolution and the New Era of Genome Editing. So, Dr. Davis, thank you so much for being on Science Fantastic.
Thank you for having me.
And once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call. 612-564-8135 is the number to call if you want to get on 100 radio stations and ask that question about science that you've always wanted to ask but never had the opportunity. So once again, this is Dr. Michio Kaku for Science Fantastic.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.